This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you like spy thrillers? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. I'm about to massage your mind. I may have you reflect a little bit on your childhood or some memory of spies. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about us. 844-551-8255. You do remember the spy genre, that movie, that book you read. The espionage, the thrill of watching the protagonist go through Eastern Berlin or Europe, and some, you know, other places of Europe, or get into the Soviet bloc. It used to just pique my imagination as I watched James Bond films and all these other old spy movies. The people who had to sneak into an office and grab some data. And now it's been really, you know, enhanced, because now we have all the electronic abilities, right? They have to get through all these elaborate, defenses, and the locations of these things are more and more difficult to get, so you have to be able to turn people, and I love it. If you walk into the front hallway of the CIA, on your left there's a statue of Wild Bill. His name is William Donovan. Bill Donovan created the OSS, the Office of Strategic Services. That was the beginning of America's spy agency during World War II that morphed into what we now know as the CIA. And talk about having done some amazing work over the years to protect the interests of America. Every government has something equivalent to the CIA. They want to know what's going on in the world as it pertains to protecting our way of life. I say every government, every civilized government. And that's really sort of an oxymoronic thing, because if you're civilized, you really don't need to be spying on one another. This is kind of like a relationship. You say to yourself, if you got to dig through my phone or dig through my computer or whatever, really? Do you want to be in a relationship where somebody doesn't trust anything that you do, spies on you 24/7? Nobody wants that. But that is the nature of the beast. Because you know what? We don't have good relationships. And you could look at it in the microcosm and ask yourself, why? Or you could just accept that we live in a world, in the macrocosm, that doesn't trust each other. We claim to be one world, global this, all working for the same causes. And to some degree we are, but we also have to have our own self-interest. Now, you would think that these countries, all of us, in our own self-interest, could understand that we want to make the world a better place. Let me tell you, there are only a handful of countries that feel that way. It sounds good in concept, one world that understands, you know, that we're all working for the common good. We can't even accomplish that with two political parties in America. We've got leftists who do not care about this country. They care more about the one world concept, which maybe has five or six countries that truly live to this type of a credo. And by the way, that's shrinking dramatically. The only country that I tell you purely, truly has the possibility of creating a world of peace is America. I saw a thing that said something about how many, who thinks that which country is more respected. So I can't remember what it was, but it was Japan was number one, and Germany, and United States was down there around number six or seven. Influence on the world. That's what it was. Influence on the world. And I said, the number one country for influence on the world, bar none, is America. It's silly to think otherwise. If you're watching Donald Trump closely, you're watching a man changing the world. If you watched Obama, you didn't have to watch that closely. He changed the world. It was much less safe. And It is a world that's more corrupt and more divisive than at any time, probably in human history, under Barack Obama. Now, we're going to talk about some of those signs. We're in the midst of these spy thrillers, folks, that I was mentioning earlier. The greatest spy thriller that you're in the midst of, quite frankly, is the spy inside of you. See, there's a spy inside of you who keeps tabs on your emotions. The one who knows your real feelings. Now, you'll front. You'll put up this wall in public because you're a spy. Your internal spy is going, I know where the dirty is. I know where the, you know, I'm looking at these files. It's going through all this stuff because it knows everything about you. And you're presenting something else. And the spy reports on these battlefronts that wage inside of your own mind, inside of your own life. See, most people are never going to know those battles. A few people close to you may. Yeah. So that's the, quite frankly, the biggest spy thriller happening in your life is the one that you have to pay the most attention to. Because that spy thriller has the potential to wreck everything else. I'm going to get to the bigger one. I'm going to get to the one that we know is going on inside of our government. Because there is indeed a spy novel, a reality show, call it what you want, that's happening inside of our government. It's akin to the James Bond legacy and all these others. And it's not happening, however, against the Russians or some Dr. Evil that exists in the world. It's not that. This one is happening against the man who became America's most prominent citizen, Donald Trump. And the Democrats, in targeting Donald Trump, have produced the ultimate spy novel. I don't care whether you're James Patterson or whomever, you simply can't get any better than what the Democrats have concocted. Using British MI6, using fake dossiers and all kinds of stuff. No thriller has been written that will marvel what that can even come close to what you're about to learn about America's own clandestine agencies. And it's a sexy thing. Vladimir Putin said that his notion of the KGB rather came from romantic spy stories. He said he was purely and utterly a successful product of the Soviet patriotic education. They instilled in him pride in Russia. I so respect that about Putin. I don't know his politics and other stuff. People are like, Kevin, he's a racist. Really? So is Hillary Clinton and 5 million other people that are on the Democratic side. I meant more than that. Yeah, so what? I know how to deal with racists. I respect that Putin loves his country. And he's a product of Soviet propaganda and what have you. Good for him, because you know what? I'm the same thing with America. We're going to be talking about spying and who did what here in a second, folks. I'm glad you're here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Are you an American patriot? FreeOldGlory.com is calling for all American patriots to have a free flag. We are giving away free American flags, flags for patriots, at FreeOldGlory.com. That's FreeOldGlory.com. Show off your pride as an American. Get a free American flag. Go now. That's FreeOldGlory.com. Go now.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
You ever see this film with Bill Murray? It was called, he was an accidental spy. He'd gone to Britain to visit his brother, and they got him involved in one of these reality experiences where you pretend that you're a spy, and it's a TV drama, and you know, you just sort of throw your lines and the actors act with you. It's a really cool concept. I'd do it in a heartbeat. And long story short, he does it, but he finds himself in the midst of a real spy ring. And so, I forget the name of this movie, but I swear, it is so funny. Bill Murray, of course, you have to kind of be a Bill Murray fan because it's his hapless, you know, humor. He's got a funny kind of, a strange kind of humor, but anyway, I enjoy it. So, it's a funny film, but he's in the middle of this spy thriller, and he's doing things, and by accident, he's defeating the spy ring, and people just, like, he is so good, he's so good, but he's so bad, he's so good, you know, kind of a Inspector Clouseau kind of thing. You gotta see it, I can't remember the name of it, but maybe you can look it up and tell me during the break. But anyway, I love that show, because I really believe that, you know, we're in the midst of this spy thriller, and Donald Trump is the Bill Murray of this scenario. Donald Trump finds himself in the middle of the biggest spy ring in the history of man. I mean, think about this. This is a guy who is running for president, has no, I mean, I'm saying it again, zero connection to the negative, to anything going on in Russia. I mean, he's just a business guy. If you want to look at his dealings, you could say, well, that was kind of a shady deal, Donald, to buy off the unions or whatever. But that's just the way things work. But in no way, spy. No espionage at all. And he's in the midst of it. Why? Because the Democrats have decided at some point, this is how we'll get this guy. They wanted him. Keep in mind, they wanted Donald Trump. They strategized to get him because they said he would be the easiest guy for us to beat. So let's get him. Then they get him. And you know what happened? You happened. You said, you know what? I like this Bill Murray dude. I like this dude that's in the middle of this spy thriller, and he doesn't even know what's going on. Let's just be honest, folks. Donald Trump is a rank novice when it comes to government and all the things that could potentially happen to him. Look back at everything that's going on and ask yourself, could he remotely have been prepared for what we are now learning about what's happened against him? An investigative reporter for the New York Post, Paul Sperry, said in the summer of 2016, former CIA Director John Brennan, through his FBI liaison, Peter Strzok, with the help of the former Secretary of State, John Kerry, were trying to set Russian espionage traps for minor players in the Trump camp. Sperry tweeted this, developing, a major new front is opening in the political espionage scandal. In summer 2016, Brennan was Strzok, along with Kerry, they're trying to set espionage traps for minor players in the Trump campaign through cultivated intel assets. They were using the assets of the federal government in relationship to its spying on Russia to set up Trump. Then we find out they even put a mole inside of Donald Trump's campaign. The FBI. They put a guy who'd worked on Hillary Clinton's campaign inside of Trump's campaign to, one, spy on him, and two, in order to be able to set him up as being part of this whole Russian thing, Russian cabal. This is an orchestrated attack against a man who was a private citizen at first and then became president, and the attack continued even more. This is what you're going to find out. This is going to be the truth. Look, the left can sugarcoat it. They can do whatever they want. This is going to be our truth. This is going to be the truth. We already know it. The rest of it's a cover-up. Look at the FBI and the redacted documents, and then you find out these documents weren't redacted because of national security, but in order to cover the butts of the FBI. This is the truth. This isn't conservative, right-wing, you know, conspiracy theorist crap. This is real. It's the truth. And the left don't want you to know this because that truth is scary to them, because they're saying to you, we will build scenarios to take you down. Look, if you watch these types of espionage shows, Americans, or which just ended, Homeland and others, you're going to find out what Hollywood shows you is what's really happening in this government. There was a guy who wrote spy thrillers, and he said he had the right spy thrillers. Get this. He wrote spy thrillers under fiction because he couldn't tell you the truth about what really happened in the spy game. All these people, Clancy, Patterson, and the others that write these types of thrillers, they write them as fiction. Because the fact is, that fiction is for real. They change the name, they change the circumstances, but I'll put it to you this way. Clancy wrote so close, his fiction was so close to reality that he got investigated. And you know what the reason why they investigated him? Because his fiction was truth. When Clancy wrote The Hunt for Red October, the CIA and FBI and people were like knocking on his door. Who have you been talking to? Well, Clancy used to hang out in these bars in D.C., and buy drinks for a bunch of the spooks. And they'd allude to stories. And Clancy would go, interesting. And through his network, he'd write these elaborate spy fictions that got people questioning, where are you getting this information? Let me tell you, folks, you're about to learn the truth. The Democrats want you to believe what's happening to Donald Trump is a fiction. Because in the truth of the matter, it is a fiction, using my finger quotes, because that's the reality. These people went after him, and you're going to hear a lot more about it. Internal spies, external spies, use of MI6 and names like Steele and others. There's a new guy, House Spray or something, who, I'm just saying, the dominoes are beginning to fall. And if we had real justice in America, we'd have people already going down. McCabe, Strzok, Lisa Page, Hillary Clinton, John Kerry violates the Logan Act. An investigation yet? But let me tell you what's happening. You, the people, have said, we believe, and it's well over 50% now, that the Democrats are involved in true Russian collusion. That Hillary Clinton's campaign was really involved in the destruction of Donald Trump. That the FBI is really a crooked organization. Go look at any poll you want. It may say 40% or whatever. It's only 40%. It's all moving towards Trump. Believe when I tell you, there is some divine intervention happening with Trump. Because after I give you the spy scenario, you tell me how this man, the Bill Murray, the hapless rube, is becoming the champion of really showing us the internal workings, the crooked nature of our government by accident. Making all the right moves by accident. Fire Mueller, do this, do that. I don't know. Donald Trump's going, I don't know what to do, but it's still working out.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Blue Wave. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. The left have told us there is a blue wave that is coming. They won some special elections, and they were like, ooh, with a blue wave. Now, keep in mind, Donald Trump, post-election, won five special elections. And all the Democrats could do was win moral victories. Then the Democrats won a couple, one in Wisconsin, one in Pennsylvania. The blue wave is coming, baby. They wanted us scared. They want us scared. It's happening. The blue wave. Yeah, everybody hates Donald Trump. They are just, ooh, man, you don't want to be on that side of this thing over here. Yeah? Well, let me tell you something. Millennials moving up for Donald Trump. Black folks moving up for Donald Trump. Women moving up for Donald Trump. Trump's base, stronger than ever. You haven't seen. And by the way, if they were to give you the real news and we weren't involved in the midst, if we weren't in the midst of a spy thriller, the biggest espionage ever in a U.S. government, I was going to say a foreign government, because it is foreign to us. If we weren't in the midst of that, with a cabal between the press and all of the swamp rats and you name it, the deep state, you would know Donald Trump is a sure win in 2020, and a lot of people that get behind Donald Trump are going to be winners in 2018. Yes, sir. By the way, Happy New Year. So that's what's happening. Now, there was a special election that was held last Tuesday, and there wasn't a whole lot of hoopla. And I don't blame the Democrats. If I were a Democrat, I would not want the results of the primary elections leaking out. This is horrible news. I had to look far and wide, folks, to learn of this so-called blue wave that was going to hit the beaches of America. Because it didn't occur. In fact, the red tsunami replaced what could be now called the blue ripple because the Democrats got their butts kicked, but good. They got crushed. Now, here's a synopsis of the Washington Post. And I'm going to play this clip in pieces because it needs to be evaluated in pieces. But here's the first part of the clip.
Now we're going to be in a situation in which we have a number of primaries almost every week going forward for the next several months. A lot of these primaries will have a real impact on whether Democrats are going to win back the House or the Senate. One of the big winners was the Republicans avoiding their nightmare scenario in West Virginia. In recent days, it's looked like Don Blankenship, a former energy company CEO who oversaw a tragedy in which 29 people died in one of his coal mines, has run a very kind of racial national dog whistle campaign.
I don't see this insinuation by the press that there's something racist about Santa Ana person.
There was real sense that he had some momentum. He wound up finishing third in this race behind the GOP's two chosen candidates. That's going to give Republicans a much better chance of winning a key seat in November against Senator Joe Manchin.
So let me stop there and just say that Manchin's seat in the Senate is gone. Now, we're not talking House yet. But then he goes on and he's going to do a synopsis now of the second phase of this that he calls winners of this next, in this particular primary. And so he goes and he talks about women and the Me Too women's movement, because the majority of the women that are running for office are going to probably run as Democrats, if I'm not mistaken. I tried to do the math on this. But let's listen to the next phase of this. And then we're going to get to the final phase, which I find to be the most interesting. But here it is.
Another big winner was women candidates. We have seen a record number of women file for office this year in the aftermath of Donald Trump's election, the Women's March, the Me Too movement. But getting the women to run is only part of the battle. Also having them win has been a very difficult proposition for a number of years. There were 19 Democratic House primaries on Tuesday in which there was at least one female candidate. In more than 80% of those races, the Democratic nominee will be a woman.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So this is an analysis by some leftists, the Washington Post. And I'm not saying that he's it's not overly leftist, but you'll see it is leftist. And that's the women thing, right? 80% of these are the people that are going to run on a Democrat's ticket are women. So congratulations, women, because let me just tell you something. That ain't going to help you in this race. But I want to get to this next phase, because now he's going to talk about we're getting into Trump's impact on the election. And I'm going to talk about this segment and next segment, because this is where the real meat of our discussion comes in. Here you go.
One of the biggest losers on Tuesday was anybody with the title congressman. In Indiana, we had two congressmen lose to an outsider businessman. In West Virginia, a congressman lost to the state attorney general. In Ohio, we had a Democratic former congressman, Dennis Kucinich, losing the gubernatorial primary. And even in the Ohio Republican Senate primary, there was a congressman running who was expected to win, had President Trump's support, and he wound up winning by a much smaller than expected margin. And finally, we saw our first House incumbent lose a primary of this election cycle. Robert Pittenger in North Carolina lost to Mark Harris.
All right, I want to pause there for just a second and explain everything that we just talked about. So he gave the synopsis, said that, a number of primaries happened, the impact of whether or not the Democrats can win the House or whatever. And he goes on to tell you all the reasons why the Democrats are going to lose the House. He did his best to sugarcoat these results for the Democrats, getting in what we call in the fight game a couple of love taps on their behalf as best he could. But there's no good news for the Democrats for last Tuesday. Here's what the Washington Post wrote of this, and I'm going to go back into, because the best part's coming up, I promise you. Republicans spent Wednesday in a perpetual state of high-fiving after coal baron and convicted criminal Don Blankenship lost his bid for the party's U.S. Senate nomination in West Virginia. The party, according to President Trump, had nominated candidates who have a great chance of winning in November. And their chances look pretty good. In West Virginia, and here's where they're finished. I'm going to tell you what the actual results were. Nearly 26% of West Virginia's nearly 1.2 million registered voters made their way to the polls. 4 years ago, in the era of Obama, 245,000 voters turned out. Now, that number represented 20%. There was a 6% increase in the primaries in West Virginia. 316,000 people voted versus 245,000 people. 6% jump during the Trump era. Now, midterms are supposed to be depressed. Nobody wants to do it. Look at what they tell you about Donald Trump, and yet West Virginia experienced a 6% increase, going from 245,000 voters to 316,000 voters, 61,000 voters more than they had in the last primaries. Now, this isn't even the coup d'etat of the thing, because This election was the first statewide election under Virginia's new voter ID laws where they require you to show an ID. They had a 6% increase in voter turnout while implementing their statewide voter ID laws. So kind of pokes a hole in the old voter suppression thing. And I'm going to get to more numbers here in a bit. But I want you to just stew on that for a second, that in West Virginia, the number of people that came out was 6% higher during the era of Trump. We didn't elect the guy who wanted to be put into place. We brought in an outsider for the most part. And one of these two people that have been picked by the new version of the GOP is going to be the person that runs against Manchin, and they're going to beat him. It's a pretty much a foregone conclusion. They're going to beat him. So that's the first thing I want to talk about with respect to what he mentioned. He's giving you all the reasons, and he's trying to keep it, you know, like, well, you know, this guy, I think his name was Renacci or whatever. He got bad news because he didn't win as big as they thought he would having Trump's support. That's what he said. Blue wave, huh? Well, I don't see it. What I see, everybody that he mentioned, the Democrats, for the most part, the one sitting Democrat who lost was a Republican who lost to a pastor who backs Trump. And we'll get to that in just a second. He started out by talking about it, but he's one of the Democratic Congress casualties of war. The only sitting Democrat, only sitting politician who did not win his primary. And you know what that is? That's a swamp drain from Donald Trump, the effect of Donald Trump. Representative Robert Pittenger, seeking a fourth term, Charlotte, North Carolina, one of their districts there. First incumbent to lose this year in the state's few competitive elections for Congress. Mark Harris, a pastor who had blasted Pittenger as insufficiently supportive of President Trump, criticized Pittenger's support for February's bipartisan budget deal. And I'm going to get to some other things about Pittenger's race that has to do with Paul Ryan, but we're running out of time this segment, so I got to save it for when we get back.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The red wave was supposed to have occurred, and we've got results from these primaries, the first set of primaries that came up last Tuesday. We're going to have primaries again tomorrow. And you're going to see, yet again, strange things occurring. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Here's the Kevin Jackson Show. Things got worse for the blue wave, who, by the way, lost West Virginia. Manchin's gone. As a senator, he's gone. And when we start looking at House races, I've already given you guys my opinion. The Republicans are not going to lose the House. And I predict they may actually gain a few seats in the House. Anyway, there was another state that had its primaries, Ohio. In May of 2016, 37% of voters cast Democratic ballots and 63% cast Republican ballots. I'm reading this because this is a leftist rag trying to spin, the Ohio results. Here's what they wrote. On Tuesday, 679,000, almost 680,000 voters cast ballots for Democrat Richard Cordray. 827,000 cast ballots for Republican Mike DeWine. 45 to 55% of the ballots cast for governor. Now, here's what they wrote. That's a smaller gap in the last several primary elections, but still shows a Republican advantage. Really? 150,000 more Republicans voted than the Democrats. 47,000. More Republicans voted than Democrats. And this guy wants to make it appear as if it's not that big of a deal? Hmm? This is a statewide candidate. So think of it this way. If you're 150,000 vote advantage in a statewide race, that means all of what they call the down ticket has the advantage of those 150,000 other votes. That most people just go straight ticket. Man, now here's what I really wanted to play. I want to play the last part of this Washington Post clip that talks about the red wave and how it didn't quite happen the way the Democrats want. But this clip is important because it has to do with Donald Trump and what impact he will have on the election. Because you know Donald Trump is not liked. Here's the rest of the clip.
The other big loser that I saw on Tuesday night was what I call the bear hug Trump strategy. We've seen a lot of candidates, as this primary season has gotten off the ground, doing basically whatever they can to associate themselves with the president.
The war to drain the swamp and create jobs for West Virginia people has begun.
We even saw a candidate in North Carolina who wouldn't go barely 30 seconds without mentioning Trump when he was talking to reporters. All of these candidates lost on Tuesday. Now, that may not be because they bear hug Trump so much, but it shows that the strategy isn't necessarily as fruitful as some candidates would like it to be.
What a bunch of poppycock. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was Washington Post giving their analysis of the elections. And they're saying the bear hug Trump strategy may not be the way you want to go. In other words, if President Trump is such a pariah, these candidates don't want to be involved with him. Thus, the bear hug Trump strategy is in play. Wait a minute. I'm a little confused. Kevin, you just confused me. Well, it is confusing because what he's telling you is this. All these candidates that lost did a bear hug Trump strategy. But what he isn't telling you is all the candidates that won did a bear hug Trump strategy. What he's trying to tell you is everybody wants to bear hug Trump. And the only difference is we as voters know who are really interested in the Trump agenda and who are not. And so, yeah, a bunch of those bear hug Trump strategists lost. They can't fool us. But the people who won are bear hugging Trump. That's why at the end when he talked about Renacci or whatever, he didn't win by as much as he should have. Oh, really? Let me tell you something. The gold medalist in the Olympics doesn't care if he wins by 1/1000th of a second. He still got the gold. And if you believe that in the primary, he didn't win by as much as he wanted, okay, fine. Wait till the general. Wait till he runs in the regular election and watch what Trump does. So that brings me to what I wanted to really talk about, which is the Trump effect. Because Pittenger lost. As I said before, he was a Republican congressman, a sitting congressman who was seeking a fourth term, who got beat by a conservative Charlotte pastor, North Carolina, Mark Harris. And Mark Harris ran on the concept that this guy did not support the president. Now, when we think about swamp drain, I want you to go back. I want you to think about everything that's happened since Trump came into office. How many congressmen on both sides of the aisle said, I'm done? Now, people went, they're disappointed in government. No, they're not. They know that they are about to be exposed. You have rats jumping ship for the most part. in a few instances, you have people retiring saying, you know what, we're in capable hands. But most of it is rats jumping ship. So don't feel
like, oh, Donald Trump chasing people away.
No, he's not. Now, let's go back to this race. So Pittenger loses to an ingenue, a dude that, a pastor who backed Donald Trump. Now, Pittenger received support from the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, and also HUD Secretary Ben Carson. Now, think about that. The two strongest Republicans in Congress supported Pittenger, and he lost to a relative novice. Ben Carson, I know Ben. Ben's easy to go one way or the other. And so they probably got to him early, and then he just said, you know what, I got to stick with you because I'm a principled person, but I'm not looking at him. I'm looking at the two highest ranking people in Congress and Republicans, as I said, Ryan and McCarthy, siding with Pittenger, who lost to a novice. See, this is a clear sign to me. This is, and the media is not going to tell you this. Go Google Indiana, Ohio, or West Virginia. It's hard to find stats on it. They won't tell you the voter turnout. I had to dig to find this stuff to give you the numbers. So we have a graphic. Let me just go to the graphic real quick before I finish this. But it says a reversal trend reversal on GOP turnout. Here are the polls. West Virginia GOP turnout was up 61% over 2014. Democrat turnout up 14%. In Indiana, GOP turnout was up 43% over 2014. Ohio, Republicans outperformed Democrats in every single statewide race. GOP turnout up 48% over 2014. Those are the numbers. You want to talk to me about red wave? I go back to, tell me what the Democrats' message is. Hey, if we get in, we're going to tax you more. We're going to reverse Donald Trump's winning strategy. We're going to tax you more. Oh, by the way, don't consider us the party of crooked, because forget everything you're seeing about Mueller. We're still on our witch hunt for Donald Trump in Russia that nobody believes anymore. You tell me where the trend lines are heading. You think you know so much? I'm messing with y'all. You know where they're heading. We've given you trend lines on millennials. It's now even. Even. The millennials, I don't remember the numbers, but they had at least a 14%, the Democrats had a 14% advantage with millennials. It is a statistical tie between the parties. The millennials no longer see the Democrats as the saviors. You want to know why? Because these youngsters, as brainwashed as they are, as snowflake and, you know, so, you know, just little self-indulgent little, you know, little kiddies. These people understand the crooked nature of the Democrats. They're smart enough to see through it. And don't fool yourself. Even though we deride the millennials as a bunch of pansies, and for the most part they are, there's a decent sized segment of them who get it. And they are not brainwashed by it. They're tough as nails. They're just like every other generation of Americans. And they see through the nonsense. That's the biggest shift. Those middle of the road, you know, millennials who are not snowflakes, who've just, you know, they hear the rhetoric, but they go, nah, I see what's going on. So that's happened. The black vote. Black folks have more. Go Google Trump and black support. And I'm telling you, go look at videos. You'll see black people coming out of the woodwork. This isn't the Kanye effect. This is the black conservative effect that's been highlighted by Kanye. Congratulations to him. But let me just tell you, it's been there. I don't care how it comes to be.
Kevin, you don't want to be the artist.
Look, if Kanye can do it, congratulations to him, man. I'll step back and go make some money. You know what I mean? There is no blue wave, folks. We're proving it every single day. Got to take a break.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.